Woke up on the day my brother and I were supposed to choose our wives. But this time, I could hear everyone's thoughts. I heard my brother thinking, this time, I'm snagging the good wife first. Then, the dumbass rushed to hug the sweet woman I married last time, leaving me with the bitch who made his life a living hell before. I chuckled. Did he really think my first wife was some saint? I was back. Right here, on the day my brother and I were supposed to pick our partners. Across the dining table sat two women around our age. There was Gwendolyn Stone, the elder daughter, quiet, reserved. And then there was Willow Stone, the younger one, rumored to be a love child. She was known for her gentle nature. This time, I'm snagging the good wife first. The thought echoed in my head, my brother, Dylan. He was staring at Willow, practically drooling. I'm gonna make you mine, baby. That's when it hit me, I wasn't just reliving this day, I had some kind of psychic link. I could hear what people were thinking. Sure enough, Dylan jumped up and planted himself next to Willow, gazing at her like a lovesick puppy. Hey, I'm Dylan Chambers. I think I'm falling for you. My dad chimed in, since Dylan's made his choice, Chad, you'll be marrying Gwendolyn. I could practically taste the smug satisfaction rolling off Dylan. Enjoy being miserable, bro. Last time around, Dylan married Gwendolyn. She was a ruthless businesswoman, always working, plus I'd heard she was frigid. Dylan tried to get in her pants, but she always kicked him out of the bedroom. Sometimes, she'd get physical. Eventually, Gwendolyn couldn't give him an heir, and my grandma, bless her heart, decided Dylan's swimmers were busted. She sent him packing. I ended up with Willow, who, despite her low status in the Stone family, kept me fed and comfy. She was always by my side, dragging me to the mall, out to dinner, on dates. The Stones all thought we were the perfect couple. Then Gwendolyn died suddenly, from poisoning, and Willow inherited the whole damn company. Suddenly, I was top dog. Dylan, eaten up with jealousy, ran me over while I was walking home. Sure thing, Dad. I'm kinda into Gwendolyn myself. I plastered on a smile and sat next to her. Damn, she had presence. Like sitting next to a walking ice sculpture. No wonder Dylan couldn't handle her. I tried to tap into her thoughts, but got nothing. Zip. Nada. Willow, though, gave Dylan a sweet smile, and I heard her think, what a cute twink. That sent a shiver down my spine. I instinctively grabbed Gwendolyn's wrist. She had tiny wrists, and her hand was surprisingly warm. She gave me a look that could kill, and I quickly let go. As scary as she was, I'd rather take my chances with the Ice Queen than that viper, Willow. This time, things were gonna be different. I was going to make my own fortune, be independent, and not rely on anyone. Dylan and I had a double wedding. Just like last time. Back then, Gwendolyn didn't even bother showing up, but Willow was there bright and early. Everyone said she was the more attentive partner. And this time it was just the same. Willow, all smiles in her white dress, rushed over to grab Dylan's hand. As they passed me, Dylan gave me a victorious smirk. Hey bro, where's Gwen? I just chuckled. Mind your own business, little bro. That wiped the smile off his face. Laugh now, see if you're still laughing when she beats your ass later. Too soon, buddy. Way too soon to be counting your chickens. Gwendolyn skipping the ceremony just like last time, and I got the same looks, pity, disdain. Dylan was loving it, couldn't wait to say, I love you, Willow, and plant one on her. He wanted to see me squirm. But I wasn't stupid. I wouldn't storm off like a baby. I remembered everyone saying Dylan was immature, unworthy of the Stones. That's why Grandma Stone treated him like dirt after the wedding. I grabbed the mic and flashed a confident smile at the crowd. Gwendolyn had a super important business deal come up today. I'll be covering for her during the toasts. Hope no one minds, the muttering died down. Grandma Stone, sitting at the head table, gave me an approving look. The Stones cared about appearances more than anything. As the new husband, I couldn't afford to freak out. Gotta act like I owned the place. Dylan caught Grandma Stone's gaze and his face twisted in annoyance. Fucking kiss ass. I'll make a fool out of you during the tea ceremony. Being able to hear thoughts really was a gift. Gave me a serious edge. When it came time for the tea ceremony, I calmly walked towards Grandma Stone. Dylan was watching me like a hawk, mentally counting down. 1, 2, 3. I sidestepped him and grabbed the teacup. Dylan ate shit, sprawling on the floor, tea soaking his expensive suit. You okay? Willow rushed to help him up, thinking, what a moron, everyone was staring. Grandma Stone looked pissed. Clumsy oaf. Is that how a stone man acts? Sorry, I didn't mean to. Dylan stammered, but his eyes were full of venom. If I were him, I'd stop trying so hard. He wanted me to suffer, so of course I wouldn't take it lying down. The wedding ended quickly after that fiasco. Grandma Stone didn't give Dylan the time of day. But she beamed at me. She even grabbed my hand and said, Chad, I'll make sure Gwendolyn comes home tonight to make it up to you. And sure enough, Gwendolyn came home that night. She kicked off her heels the second she walked in the door, looking exhausted. I hurried over to take her coat. Rough day, Gwen, she just glanced at me, didn't say a word. Last time, Gwendolyn hadn't even bothered to show up on their wedding night. Dylan spent the night alone, a laughingstock. He tattled to Grandma Stone, who chewed him out for being spineless and unable to handle his wife. While Gwendolyn was showering, I made the bed, brewed some tea. Then I straightened up the couch, ready to sleep there. When Gwendolyn came out, she saw the setup and her eyes narrowed. I stammered, you take the bed, I'll crash on the couch. Chad, are you playing hard to get? She gave me a sideways look, her robe slipping slightly, revealing her collarbone and a few water droplets clinging to her skin. Damn, she was hot. I quickly looked away. No, we barely know each other. Sleeping together would just be awkward. If you're up for it, I'd rather cooperate. What do you mean, this is just a business arrangement, right? Most couples like us live separate lives, put on a show for the cameras. I just want to live comfortably, no need for drama. She smirked. You're smarter than you look. That's exactly what I want. Deal. I was just a regular guy. I didn't have the skills to win her over. In the Stone family, her attitude towards me depended on Grandma Stone's opinion. I didn't want to end up like Dylan. I was going to get rich, start my own company, and be my own damn boss. I made Gwendolyn post a picture of us holding hands on social media with the caption, "Just married." Reason being that everyone needed to think we were okay. I also noticed that her profile was spotless. No travel pics, no selfies, just this one post. Her life must be boring as hell. She slept in the bed and left me on the couch. Whatever. The next morning, Gwendolyn woke me up with her workout routine. She was doing Pilates to loud music. She was cold, but she was in great shape. Not an ounce of extra weight. Way better than Willow, stop staring. I'm not interested. She got up slowly, rising from the floor. Get dressed. We're having breakfast. Translation, gotta keep up appearances. I thought she seemed alright. So why did she treat Dylan so badly last time? After I got ready, Gwendolyn and I headed out. And there, locking fingers, were Dylan and Willow. Dylan was wearing a baggy shirt, the collar wide enough to show off the hickeys on his neck. Dylan scanned me from head to toe, smirking. Wrapped up tight. Bet he's hiding bruises. He smirked. Hey bro, how was the wedding night? I was wearing casual clothes. Dylan forgot that Grandma Stone hated casual clothes. But I wasn't about to tell him. I smiled. Dylan, technically you should call me brother-in-law. His face soured and he bit back a retort. Gwendolyn never asked me to. Why should I? Then he looked at Gwendolyn. Gwen, back me up here. I could feel Gwendolyn's energy freezing around me. Willow was thinking, what a fucking idiot. I'll deal with you later, she tugged on Dylan's arm, telling him to shut his mouth. But he had no clue. Willow, what's the first rule of the Stone family? Gwendolyn said softly. Willow quickly lowered her head. I'm sorry, sis. I'll correct him right away. And then, smack. She slapped Dylan across the face. Say hello to your sister and brother-in-law. Dylan's face was bright red. He was about to explode. But he knew better than to mess with Gwendolyn. Good morning, sister, brother-in-law. Then Willow dragged him away. I knew that rule from memory, no one should disrespect the heir and her partner. Disrespecting them in any way will result in 30 lashes. Gwendolyn was the heir. I memorized the rules to survive. Dylan was going to take advantage of me. When we got to the dining room, Dylan was sitting there. His face was pale, he was low profile. I caught Willow using a needle to stab his hand under the table. You piece of shit. You're the reason I'm getting yelled at, she thought to herself, upping the pressure. Last time, Willow mistreated me shortly after we got married. I couldn't escape. That's why I would rather be with Gwen. Willow was Dylan's problem now. Grandma Stone arrived, and we stood up to greet her. She hobbled over, tapping her cane. She looked at Dylan and stopped. Dylan hadn't changed clothes. Seeing her look, he smiled, acting embarrassed. It was Willow, she's so playful. Grandma Stone hit him with her cane. Shameless, keep it to yourselves. You're embarrassing us. Last time, a servant was fired for wearing shorts. I was careful after that. I was alive because I was careful. That's why Dylan thought I was living well because I had a good partner. Good times didn't have to rely on others. Sorry, Mom, I didn't know. He was sweating from the pain. Willow defended him. Mom, it's my fault. She was happy. Serves you right, a pervert. The new husband was new, so Grandma Stone ate with us. Gwendolyn served me. Dylan was glaring. I smiled. Thanks, babe. Grandma Stone grinned. Chad, work with Gwendolyn at the company. You're a Stone son, so it's time to learn. That was last time. But Dylan said, I want to live with Gwen. He pushed away the opportunity. He was penniless. Okay, Mom. Gwendolyn took me to the company. I was trying to hear her thoughts. But there was nothing. She was a woman who wasn't entangled in things. She wasn't worried. She took me to her office. Wait here. Then she left. I saw her at a meeting with someone from Britain. The Stones are rich, and this product formula is worth hundreds. Time to swindle them.